check one, check a lot, check twice, check five times.
That was three times.
Check a few more. Numero 20.
Yeah, 20.
20.
20. 20.
20.
For everyone listening to our show.
Yeah. In case you were wondering what the special thing was going to be, it's that we made you wait a week for number 20.
Yeah. That's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Mm.
Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
What a twist!
Yeah.
The twist is, you just didn't get an episode last week.
Yeah.
And we're going to pretend that that didn't happen.
You had to be creative last week in order to fulfill your listen to these assholes need.
You had to go back and listen to some old ones, maybe.
Yeah.
So I doubt you did.
Now, can you honestly say, I'm born a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
I don't really follow the sport of baseball. I enjoy it like every other American.
I follow the sport of baseball.
You follow the sport of baseball more.
Yeah.
But I'm still a baseball fan, and I like Derek Jeter. I don't know how you feel about Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is a stand-up guy.
He is. He's a modest athlete. He gets the job done athletically, and he doesn't cause any bullshit.
He's perfect.
Right.
Pretty much.
So,
can't find a speck on him.
Yeah. And if you look at one of his recent games this week, the particular game where he hit, you know, his 3,000th hit.
Yeah, he got his 3,000th hit.
Yeah, which only, I think, 38 players have ever gotten.
20-something.
Okay.
30-something, 20-something.
So only double digits, people. Yeah. That's impressive.
Not a whole lot.
In the entire history of baseball.
I think the only other guy to do it on a home run was Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
And I think there was only one other guy to do it and go 5-for-5 in a game.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I mean, Derek Jeter went 5-for-5, and his 3,000 hit was a home run. How much better can you just, you know?
Well, he could have played in the All Star game that he was voted to start in.
Yeah. Why he didn't play in that All Star game?
It hasn't happened yet, but he's not going to play.
Why not?
Because he's a dick.
Oh, I thought you said you like. I thought you said he was a stand up guy.
He's a stand up guy.
Maybe he's got a reason why. You
Except
know.
When he got voted into the All Star game on reputation alone. He was having a shitty season, and he got voted in. And now he's not even going to play.
On his own terms?
His own terms. He's deciding not to play.
So he's modest to a fault. To the point where it kind of pisses people off.
I don't know if it's modesty.
I mean, is he not playing because he feels he doesn't deserve to play because he had a bad season?
No. I think he's just not playing because he just said, fuck it.
Right.
I've been to 12 of these already.
Yeah.
I can skip this one.
Yeah.
I just got 3,000 hits, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
But the real controversy here, apparently, is the kid who caught the ball... was people are saying that he was kind of...
using steroids?
He was kind of bullied into giving the ball back to Jeter.
Oh.
By some Yankee security and, you know, some people just around him sitting in the stands.
Yeah.
They were giving him a hard time about it, telling him to give the ball back. And so he did. And he's happy with his decision, but people all over New York, this is like the big thing on New York sports radio right now is, why didn't this guy keep the ball? It was going to be worth $250,000. It was actually valued at $250,000 if he would have kept it.
Yeah.
Which is a shush. That's a fucking...
That's $250,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And the guy has debts, apparently, and all this other shit. But the Yankees gave him four seats to every game for the rest of the season in, you know, the really expensive seats that nobody bought anyway.
Yeah.
And Jeter gave him, I think... three signed baseballs, three signed bats, and three signed jerseys
to
make up for it. But that's not going to add up to
$250,000. You're right. But, I mean, you know, the man's been playing the game for 3,000 hits. You know, I think like 3,007 or something, whatever. Now.
15 years.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like maybe he deserves his trophy, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, Roger Maris, the guy who was the home run king before the steroid era, He talked to the guy who caught his last home run ball, and he said, keep it.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth some money.
Yeah. Yeah, Derek Jeter makes enough money.
It's a different era, I think. I think Derek Jeter maybe should have offered him some cash for it.
Right.
Dropping the bucket, as far as he's concerned, Mr. $17 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could pay off some kid's debt.
He could, easily.
He could pay off my debt. Derek Jeter, if you're listening to this, please pay off my debts.
Derek Jeter, if you're listening to this, ask yourself why.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, ask yourself
and
why
then pay off Eric's
and then pay off my debt.
Yeah, please.
Pretty please. You're a baseball player. I'm a goddamn printing pressman.
Yeah.
And I do a podcast.
Yeah.
Give me some slack here.
Give the man some slack, Derek Jeter.
I have credit and I have a car to pay off.
Hook your brother up.
Yeah.
That's all he's saying.
But I like you.
I guess the other kid who caught the ball is more deserving of being hooked up, though. Maybe if you catch his 4,000th hit.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Get away from him to hit another 1,000.
I'm going to jump on the field and catch it off his bat.
You'll probably be escorted away by security.
That's fine.
Because that won't be a hit.
At least I get my ball.
That won't count, though.
Oh, yeah, that won't be a hit.
That won't be worth the money.
Well, then I'll, yeah, I guess I really can't.
Although you got to figure, if it wasn't a home run, there would be no issue. If he just, like, hit a double and stayed inside the park, he'd get the ball.
Yeah.
Without question. And the Yankees wouldn't have to fucking dig for anything. But now all the old men on the fucking radio are like, oh, the Yankees should give him some money too there.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a bunch of old farts.
Yeah.
They think he's going to regret it one day. He probably will.
Jeter?
No, the kid.
Oh, the kid?
He's going to regret just giving it up. Because I think the kid's father came out already and said something like, he should have gotten some money out of it or some shit.
Yeah. How old was this kid?
Like 23.
Oh, all right.
I think he's from somewhere in the shallow upstate region.
Like White Plains?
Something like that. Not necessarily exactly White Plains.
Westchester?
You know, Yonkers.
Yonkers?
Something like that. But he gets to go to every game now.
That's cool.
For the rest of the season.
He gets to catch more fly balls or home runs if he has to.
Yeah,
has to.
And if they make it to the playoffs in the World Series, he's going to that too.
Yeah.
And he gets to wear his autographed Jeter jersey.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Plus he's got the 3 autographed bats and the 3 autographed balls. I think he definitely made out better than if he didn't catch the ball.
I mean, in several years, he can turn around and take those autographed memorabilias and say, I got these because I gave Derek Jeter his ball back. And that should drive the price up a little bit.
Maybe that won't, you know. Oh, yeah, good point.
You know, because they're associated with that. They're associated with that moment in time.
Right. Who knows? Maybe it could be worth, you know, $50,000 each, and then he's got $300,000.
Then he's balling.
Yeah. Well, then he's making omelets at a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You got to figure Jeter's going right into the Hall of Fame. You know, you got a Hall of Fame player's memorabilia on your hands. You got some money.
Right.
Some dollars.
Yeah. Hold on to that.
Some hot cash.
My advice, hold on to that.
Hold on to it.
And then pay off my debts.
Yeah. Hey, kid, with the balls and the bats and the things, give Eric a call if you listen to this.
Yeah. And if you listen to this, ask yourself why.
Why?
Children?
I don't know.
Me neither.
But if I did, I'd be like, why do I have kids? I want to party.
Yeah.
I want to live the beautiful life and stuff.
Now, even if you had that thought, do you think you'd have the gut and the heart to maybe throw it away somewhere?
Like in a swamp?
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
You would?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No. I might try to drug the kid if I wanted to go out.
Right.
You know, some Xanax.
Codeine.
Chloroform.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or just a good swift punch.
But I would,
old school.
I'd be really careful not to give the kid too much.
Right.
Because then it might die.
Yeah. So you would try to get around the kid to party, but you wouldn't necessarily put it in extreme harm's way.
Yeah, I'd be real careful about it.
Right. At
the very least, I would, you know, ask someone to babysit the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Even if it's, you know, there's no shame in saying you want to go out and party if at least you got a babysitter for
There's no shame in saying you want to go out sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
If that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And if that's what's happening, give me a call.
Yeah.
Because I could pay off a lot of debt.
With what?
That was just my way of saying I can get my dick sucked.
Oh.
Here or there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going with the whole Jeter, you know.
Yeah. Jeter?
Yeah. The whole Jeter thing.
Is Jeter going to suck your dick? I don't get it.
I mean, if he did, then I could probably sell my dick for $350.
Casey Anthony might suck your dick.
She probably would.
She might. She'd be into it.
Yeah.
She's a party girl.
She parties.
Party. All the time. My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
Nice.
That's Eddie Murphy. That was my Eddie Murphy for the day.
Ah. I never heard that song.
No?
No.
Him and Rick James from the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
It was a big hit.
Was it about Casey Anthony?
No. It was just about his girl, and she wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Gotcha.
Party all the time.
Yeah, OCD.
Party all the time.
Yeah. OCD.
Something like that.
So, where were we? Casey Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking my dick.
So this bitch got off.
Yeah.
She killed the kid. She got away with it.
Well, we don't know. I mean, she probably killed the kid. But they couldn't prove that she killed the kid beyond a reasonable doubt in the court of the American law system.
Well, see, there's a difference between reasonable doubt and all doubt.
Okay.
Even if you have some doubt, that's not necessarily reasonable doubt.
Okay.
So, you can still convict someone on some doubt.
Right.
You know?
But you think that there was still room for even the slightest centimeter of reasonable doubt in this case?
I think the prosecution didn't really do as much as they could.
Right.
I think they really shot high trying to get intent and murder in the first degree.
Right.
And all this stuff that showed that she intended to murder this child. And it just wasn't there.
Yeah, they blew the load too early.
They didn't have what it took.
Is what sort of manslaughter charge could there be for a child?
They could have gotten manslaughter.
I think they could have, because if she was responsible for the death, but maybe there was no malicious intent.
Right.
You know? I'm sure she's going through a hell of a time emotionally just dealing with the fact that her fucking kid died.
No,
you know?
I think she's, no.
You don't think she gives a shit?
No, I think she's a total psychopath. I don't think she gives a shit.
Really?
I think she's just happy that she's off.
Right.
I think she was just, like, scared that she was going to get in trouble, and then she got in trouble, and then... It turned out that she got away with it.
So it's like a postnatal abortion almost.
Yeah, it's like a very late term abortion.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting, Casey yeah. Anthony. Why do you think that way?
I mean, oddly enough, guys in the mafia get convicted on not so much evidence and lots of circumstance.
That's true.
But they're also in the mafia.
Yeah.
If I tell a jury that you're in the family, the jury's going to convict you.
Yeah. Also, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about a baby here, not yeah. fucking Jimmy Hoffa.
But that tugs at the heartstrings, man.
Yeah.
I mean, these news channels are just milking the shit out of this, just, and they constantly like to repeat that, oh, this little girl was just thrown in the swamp just to rot in the swamp like garbage and get ripped apart by animals. Like, they're constantly, like, bringing that shit up.
Yeah.
Just so that the viewer will get angry.
Yeah.
For some reason, they like that.
And who else is there to blame but the mother, the irresponsible yeah. mother who just wanted to go out and suck some dick.
Right. And if you say something reasonable on one of these news shows, like, well, the defense, you know, the defense raised enough reasonable doubt and the prosecution just couldn't bring up the evidence, the people on the news shows, they just want to shit on you.
Yeah.
They're like, get the hell off. I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah.
All these Nancy Graces and Vinnie Politans and that other cunt with the hair.
Yeah. Fucker. You're not speaking my language.
Yeah. You don't... This is not good for ratings. Actually, it's fucking great for ratings. Those motherfuckers have gotten the best goddamn ratings in the past month than they've ever gotten in the whole time that Headline News has been on the air.
News? General?
Well, no. Headline News is like is the station that's been covering this shit 24 hours a day for the past 6 weeks. And they've gotten better ratings in those 6 weeks than they've ever gotten ever.
Right.
And so they're milking the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So, like, today... they're doing a whole thing like, oh, she's going to be released in 6 days. And they just covered it like 12 hours, just nonstop.
Yeah.
And they're just analyzing the fuck out of it. And they're talking about how the jurors are like hiding. The jurors are all in hiding because they're afraid for their lives. And people are just going apeshit about this.
Yeah. That's because people are assholes and they don't understand, you know, they don't understand the kind of pressure the jurors are under. Think about that kind of pressure. You're one of 12 people that hold the fate of this woman and the image of this case in your hands.
Right.
You know, think about how much pressure that is. And now think about how much pressure there is to operate as a responsible juror under the court of law. So there's that, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you want to
find that bitch guilty is what you're going to do. Like, I think it blows me away that, like, OJ got off.
Yeah.
Fucking, who's that other guy? Robert Blake got off.
Hmm.
Robert Blake shot his wife, I think, in a restaurant. In the middle of a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Shot his wife. People saw him. Got away with it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So there are obviously some flaws in our system.
There's some ridiculous flaws.
What are we going to do with it?
I don't know. Like, you have to figure, though, this is better than having professional jurors. You can't have professional jurors.
No, there's no such thing.
Oh, well, there used to be.
Really?
Way back in, like, the old England days, there were people who did nothing but hear cases.
Right.
And they were on the take. You know, they were getting some money under the table. And they were kind of swishing it one way or the other.
Right.
So you really can't have that.
Yeah.
But then when you take a bunch of jurors who don't know anything about the case from the media and don't know anything about the case just outside of what they hear in the courtroom, you know, the burden is truly on the prosecution.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really have to step up their shit because these people don't know anything but what they're hearing right there.
Right.
You know, they didn't watch Nancy Grace for 3 years and listen to this garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's all they have to go on.
I think I can't think of a better way, though, to, you know, you need to have that sort of justice, you know. And obviously it's not going to be perfect. The only way it'd be perfect is if we had a true and proven psychic.
Yeah.
You know, and when we actually accepted that sort of thing.
I wonder if the jury knew that this case was so big in the media, and if the jury knew that she was kind of becoming a celebrity.
Right.
Even if it was like in a bad way.
Hmm.
Because famous people don't go to jail.
Yeah.
And so she kind of got famous off of this in a way.
No, she's going to be on I Love the 2010s.
Or she's infamous, if you will. She's going to have a movie.
Yeah.
She's going to have a book deal. She's going to come out like OJ, like that OJ thing, If I Did It. Do you ever hear about that?
Yeah.
OJ wrote that book, like, where he pretty much said what he did that night to kill Nicole Brown Simpson and the other guy.
Yeah.
But he had, like, an imaginary friend with him.
Right.
Who was, like, in his conscience, like, telling him what to do. And, like, oh, no, OJ, what'd you do? Oh, shit. That shit's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, OJ is crazy. So is Casey Anthony.
Yeah. But OJ kind of grew on me after a while. I feel like, even though Casey Anthony's hot and stuff, and, you know, she's probably going to do Hustler.
Yeah.
In a couple years. I just don't think I'm going to give a shit. I mean, yeah, I'll look at her box and Hustler. I'll check out her tits. She's got some sweet tits.
Yeah. But other than that, she really offers no form of, you know, enrichment.
Yeah, none.
Just maybe a wank or two.
Just a few wanks.
I think I get tired of her after a while.
Yeah, I'm already pretty sick of her.
Yeah.
I see a lot of shit, though. There's a movement on the internet to get her tried in a federal court.
Okay.
For this. And I don't think people realize that once you've been found not guilty for a set of charges, that's it. You can't be tried for that again.
Right.
It's double jeopardy.
Yeah.
She's already been found guilty for killing this little girl. I mean, not found not guilty. I'm sorry.
Right.
She's already been found not guilty once. They can't just keep retrying her until they get the verdict they like.
Yeah. It's not like a goddamn video game where you could just revert back to your save point.
Right.
You know?
Can't just load your old save point.
Yeah. It's like the judge is like, oh, well, we saved back before that evidence was, you know, produced. So we're just going to go back to that point. Anybody who has that memory card?
We're going to make different decisions this time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to learn from our mistakes
that
kept the bitch out of jail.
I'm going to choose intelligence instead of charisma.
Right.
For my main stat. Whatever the fuck that means.
Yep.
I'm going to stat up.
I'm going to add another point to perception
in
order to be able to see. Nah, nobody knows what we're talking about.
No.
And if you do, write to us.
Yeah. And if you write to us, ask yourself why.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of soul searching
right.
in this episode.
Yeah.
We just want you to ask yourself why.
Ask yourself why and pay off my debts.
Yeah. And pay for Eric's debts.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself why.
Right. That's the prayer of listen to these assholes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thou art, I don't know.
Thou shalt. Ask yourself why.
Let's see.
And that's the first commandment. And the second commandment is, thou shalt pay off Eric's debts.
Yep.
That's the two commandments of these assholes.
And point five commandment is listen to these assholes.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Well, that's already implicit
right.
in the title. I didn't think we had to repeat that.
No. I guess not.
No. Because they're already doing it.
Yeah. Good point. That's like if the Ten Commandments said, read these commandments.
Yeah. The first commandment is read the commandments.
Yeah. That's point five.
It's already written down, though. It's like if the first part of the instructions was read all the instructions.
Yeah.
Like on the SATs, that's part of the instructions.
Read all the instructions.
Yeah, because they want to be idiot-proof.
Yeah. Yeah, because then some kid could be like, well, they didn't tell me to read the instructions.
Yeah.
And I got a, like, a 200.
So why would I read the instructions if yeah. nobody explicitly told me to do so? If it was not in writing on the test itself?
I don't know, kid. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just say read the instructions as number one? No, that's stupid. No. Look, it's a good idea.
Actually, what they would say is, hey, kid, this is how you operate a drill press.
Yeah.
Forget about college. You're going to work a lathe.
Yeah.
Forever.
See this piece of wood?
Yeah.
It needs a hole in it.
Yeah.
That's what you're here for.
Make this piece of wood look like a chair leg.
Yeah.
And then affix it to the chair.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Press this button.
Yeah.
And then, no, not that button. No, this button.
Push this button twice. And when yep. the light turns red, turn this dial
yeah.
to 5.
Yep.
Don't go past. Don't go under.
5.
That's it. And then wait for the light to turn back off.
Uh-huh.
Very carefully open the thing up. You can lose some fingers if you don't fucking do this carefully.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you how you're going to lose the fingers. Just do it carefully.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you any pressure points.
Right.
I wonder if that actually happens on the first day of a job.
What? Where they won't tell you?
Yeah, they'll just be like, just be careful. You could die, you know?
Yeah.
How could I die? Just be careful, that's all. Yeah. By not being careful.
You won't find out if you just be careful.
Yeah. All right, thanks. So what are the instructions? One, read the instructions. Two, be careful. Thank you.
Thank you. It's kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Read the instructions. I'm already reading the fucking instructions.
Yeah. Thanks.
I wonder how many people go in there and they're like, fuck, I'm not going to read the fucking instructions.
Yeah. Yeah, what about rebellious attitudes? How do you
make up for that? There's no place for that. There's just no place for rebellious attitudes.
There's no progress for that.
Get in line. Get in line and get your fingers cut off like everybody else.
There's only static motion. No motion.
Yeah. And if you get that hand cut off, you're going to be back there the next day working the machine with the other hand.
Yeah. And with your feet if you have to.
Yeah. We'll give you a stool.
Yeah. And then if you're lucky, we'll pay off your debts. Evil come to tell you that she's evil. I'm definitely evil. Only scandalous and evil. Definitely got tension. It's getting harder. I'd like to hold. Unfortunate thing happened before the recording of this. A little behind the scenes. Listen to these assholes behind the scenes. Before this,
we're breaking down the fourth wall here.
Yeah, yeah. There's no more fourth wall.
Yes.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
This is Eric Diaz and Michael Myers, the actors who play Mike and Eric.
Yeah.
Listen to these assholes with Mike and Eric.
Yeah. This is sort of a commentary, if you will.
Right.
Usually, you know, before the show, we indulge in some sort of illicit substance.
Marijuana.
Okay. Let's just come out and say marijuana.
Right? Marijuana.
I had the marijuana. I had all my tools, my grinder.
Yeah.
My rolling device, which I use more often than not.
Yeah.
But damn it, I ran out of papers.
Motherfucker.
I didn't have any papers. No rolling papers.
There are no rolling papers.
I just moved out of my apartment into my parents' house, and I had a whole dresser of just stupid bullshit that I like stupid bullshit I threw in there, but just thinking, I'll probably need this one day, and I'll look through, you know.
Yeah, it's like a whole hoarding.
Drawer of shit.
Are you a hoarder, Eric?
I am a hoarder, actually.
You just say, oh, I'm going to need this little piece of plastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what it goes to.
I keep everything.
Just going to throw that over there.
Actually, yeah, my stepmother was just giving me shit for having so much shit to bring back. Do you really need a VHS-C camera that you bought in 1999?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
yes,
I do.
You need that.
What if I wanted to take a picture of all my video cameras I've ever owned?
Yeah. You
know? All two of them.
What if you wanted to, you know, use an out-of-date format to shoot something?
Yeah. What if I wanted to do... What if I just wanted it to sit there? What if I wanted to show... What if I wanted to impress a chick?
That's right.
You know? Maybe a chick was really into VHS-C, and I was like, dude, I got this camera.
Yo, that gets them wet.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know?
You just say VHS-C, and yeah. They're like...
Well, sometimes I just say, and like, they're just like, HSC? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know? Then all of a sudden,
their
legs are wrapped around my head.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're rubbing their snatch all over my face.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. And I'm filming it with a VHSC, but of course,
exactly.
there's not enough light.
No.
VHSC isn't good in low light.
VHSC is crap, man. You should just throw it away.
Yeah.
Maybe you're being environmentally conscious and you don't want to throw away old electronics.
Yeah.
That's without the proper disposal.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But I, you know what? I want to have, I like to keep shit around. I like having shit around.
Yeah.
Like, if, you know, if I was a little more conscious about where I put my rolling papers, then, or if I was a little more conscious about hoarding rolling papers, I would have one for tonight. Maybe the show would have been a little more or a little less entertaining.
Yeah. Maybe a little more. We'll never know.
Yeah, we won't.
How could we?
Or maybe the show. Remember we were saying it was going to be special because it's episode 20?
Yeah.
And we kind of copped out by saying, you know, we were not really planning on being late with the show. I've just been so busy with shit and just things came up and I just couldn't do it.
So we did cop out.
So we did cop out and say that, you know, but maybe this is the first show we haven't. No, this isn't the first show. We haven't touched any weed before the show, though.
No, it's not.
No. We have done that before. So yeah. we could still do something special that we've done before.
Like what?
Like not smoke weed before the show.
But is that really anything that's going to entertain the people?
Maybe they'll get a kick out of it. You never know.
Does that somehow add to the show?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe people were following us pretty hard and they figured it out already.
That we didn't smoke this time?
Yeah, maybe they said...
Do you think people are going through the shows like, all right, they smoked for this one.
Yeah.
But they didn't smoke for this one.
Think about it. The band Fish has people follow them around and write down all their set lists and say, well, he played a little bit of Somewhere Over the Rainbow during this guitar solo, you know.
Did we do anything like that whatsoever?
No, we don't. But we do little side things that people can make footnotes about. And they're listening to these assholes' set list kit.
Yeah. Or they can just write in the fucking comments.
Yeah.
The comment section is there for a reason.
Yeah.
Write something.
Even if it's bad.
Yeah. Even if it's like, I didn't like the part where Mike badgered me to write a comment in the field. Just say so.
Yeah. If you don't like the fact that I'm saying, you know, that, you know, I'm about to just kind of say the same thing Mike just said.
Yeah.
And, or the fact that I was going to say, or the fact that I'm kind of being like, kind of an asshole right now by just kind of speaking gibberish and saying kind of between every little segment of gibberish, kind of.
We're being assholes.
Yeah, right about it.
So listen to these assholes.
Yeah.
Some more. Like, more than you would have if you didn't listen to these assholes. So, how many times can we make that fucking joke?
What?
Crying out loud.
Listen to these assholes?
Let's make this special thing that we never do that again.
What joke?
That we just do like, oh, you're listening to these assholes, and that's the name of the show, and...
Yeah.
Let's just be done with that. How about that's the special thing?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll call that done right now.
Okay. We'll never do that again.
Yeah. We'll never make the whole. Okay. All right. Cut it.
The show's over.
I feel good.
I feel pretty good.
That was another enriching episode.
It was.
I know I learned a little bit.
I didn't learn anything.
Really?
Yeah, I already knew all that shit.
Well, I guess that's why I'm here.
So that you can, like, know that stuff?
Yeah, so I can not know that stuff.
And sound interested when I say it?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a good plan. We should keep with that.
You know? Because I think people like me, generally.
Yeah.
So if people don't know what you're talking about...
You're a friendly guy.
I'm a friendly guy. I'm a likable dude, you know?
Yeah.
If people don't know what you're talking about, maybe they feel more comfortable listening to the show if I don't know what you're talking about either.
That makes sense.
So...
It's a little bit more accessible.
Yeah.
When one out of two assholes has no idea.
Yeah. That's the point. It's the hook, line, and sinker.
Mostly just the hook and the line.
Yeah. Right.